Eric. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. It's Mario, Eric. I have Spencer on the line from our operations department. He is going to complete all the necessary things that need to be done on your end.
Okay.
So, again, you have my information. If you ever need any help or have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me. I will go ahead and let Spencer, one of our great agents from our ops team, take over from here and help you, get the company going, brother.
Perfect. Sounds good.
All right. Hey, Spencer, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Thank you, Spencer. Again, thank you, Eric. Have a good one.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, Clarence. Hey, Eric. Thanks for holding. This is Spencer, so I'm going to be doing the client onboarding for you today. This
okay.
call will take about 30 to 40 minutes. Is this a good time for you?
Yeah, it is.
Perfect. So this call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes, and I want to thank you for choosing Local Splash. The purpose of our call today is to gather content and keywords about your company in order to achieve the highest online ranking. So first, I'll be verifying your business information. Second, I'll be discussing relevant keywords of services you provide. And lastly, I'll be reviewing the Google Business Profile verification process and discussing the next steps.
Okay.
All right. So I see that you already set up a security question for your business. Can you verify to me real quick your mother's maiden name?
Yeah, it's Beck.
Perfect. Thank you. And I want to thank you as well for taking the time to sign the terms and conditions. We really appreciate that. So the next step is verifying all the business information we got is correct. If you hear anything that is incorrect, please let me know so I can make the necessary changes, okay?
Yeah.
All right. So here. So the business name is We the People Plumbing LLC.
Right.
All right. Thank you. And the phone number your clients will call you at is going to be 435-849-0009.
Yeah, and then we have a second phone number that we could add as well.
Okay, one sec. Let me take note of that. All right, I'm ready for the number.
That'd be 801-347-0202. And that's Kyle's phone number. That's my business partner.
Oh, okay. One sec here. All right, thank you. But just to confirm, the main number for your clients to call you, is that the 435 number?
Yeah, 435-849-0009.
Uh-huh. And the Kyle's number is going to be added to the preferred contacts since you mentioned that he's your business partner.
Perfect.
Okay, one sec here. And just to confirm, are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
Yeah, I sent that over.
Oh, okay.
In the email.
Awesome, thank you. And just to confirm, your the address we have on file is let's see here 5675. North Parkview Drive, Tooele, Utah, 84074?
Yep.
Okay. And is this a home address or an office location?
It's a home, but it is our company base as of now until we purchase an office.
Okay. So is it okay for you to publish the address online or we keep it hidden?
If keeping it hidden is an option, we should probably do that. Or does that affect it? Is it better to publish it? Does it help in any way?
Well, for Google verification, it does. But if you want to keep it hidden, we can. That's an option. We can hide the address.
Okay. Yeah, let's probably hide it, and then if they need it, then we can publish it.
Okay, no worries. So one sec here.
You just plan on getting off the spoon, and I would rather not every client knowing where I live.
I understand. And the email address we have on file is wethepeopleplumbing@gmail.com.
Right.
Okay. So please check your email often, as we will send you updates directly to your email. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So I see that you need a new website. Is that correct?
Yeah, we have a website, but he says that you guys build a website part of the price as well. So I figured I might as well go ahead and have a second one made to see if we like that one better.
Sure. So one sec here. Let's see what domain names are available right now to use. One sec. All right, just bear with me here. All right, so it looks like wethepeopleplumbingllc.com is available. Do you want to use that or?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, one sec here. So we'll use this domain for creating your new website. And in case you cancel services with us, this domain name will also be available to purchase for $99.
Okay.
All right. Now, would you like to have the ability to process your customers' payments directly through your website?
Yeah, that would be nice. Is there an additional fee to be able to do that?
No, we just have to make sure that you have a business PayPal account, because there's going to be a code that's needed to be used for the website.
Okay, I don't got that set up yet. Is that something that I could add later?
Yes, of course.
Okay, then maybe we'll add that. So just a PayPal account is what we'd need?
Yeah, just a business PayPal account.
Okay.
Okay. Now, something that...
With PayPal, are they pretty easy to set up?
Yes, it's pretty easy to set up. And like I said, you can do it later on. So in case you have that set up already, you can just either email us or call us, so that we can proceed further. And by the way, I'm going to send you an email on regarding the PayPal payment integration, so you would also know what the next steps are, okay? It will be via email, okay. All right, so something that comes included in the package is the call tracking number. This is a Google-endorsed product that follows and exceeds all Google guidelines. It allows you to track and manage all the calls coming in from our marketing campaign. So what we do is create another number with a local area code and post it online. With the call tracking number, you will know exactly how many calls your online marketing campaigns have delivered, and you will then be able to see and play back all those calls afterwards so that you can review your prospects and listen again for anything you might have missed. This also will filter out most types of scam calls or telemarketers. Now, all the calls are still going directly to your number, ending in 0009. So would you like us to create one at no additional cost?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
So is that the number, they would call that number, but it would ring my line?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
And so we're going to place it everywhere online, including the most important websites like Facebook and Google. So we ask you to please not remove it. If you need to do so, just let us know beforehand so we can keep everything consistent.
Okay.
All right. And by the way, would you like to have a professional custom voice recording to introduce your business when they call that call tracking number?
Yeah, is that something that I would, it'd be my voice, or you guys would do that for us?
Oh, there's going to be a professional voice artist who will be doing that. Now, in
okay,
this
yeah.
case, all right. So just a heads up, there's going to be a one-time cost at $19, and you'll be able to make any changes or updates to it as needed.
Okay, will that just go on to my next bill?
Oh, to set this up, I'm gonna need to charge it later on before we end the client interview. Is that something that we can do now today? Or
yeah. So what? And what exactly does it do? It just gives us a voicemail, more or less.
Yeah. So the message would sound like this. So if a customer would call the that number, then the message would sound like, "Hi, thank you for calling We the People Plumbing LLC. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you're a new customer, or press 2 if you're an existing customer."
Okay. And then that when that rings through, does it let me know whether or not they're a new customer or an existing?
Yeah, it depends on which option they press.
Or is that just so that way we can kind of see if we're generating new clients?
Yeah, correct. And like I mentioned earlier, you can actually make changes to the options for the prompt. So, for example, you want a specific call to go to you or to your business partner or a business manager perhaps, then we can also set that up for the a call prompt options.
Hey, yeah, let's go ahead and do that. You guys got my card on file, or do I need to?
Let me take a look one sec.
So one thing that I was going over with Mario, the card that I gave you guys yesterday, I'm fine mm-hmm. going ahead and using that this time, but we actually want to add our business account cards to it.
Oh, of course,
later.
Yeah.
So that's what we'll be using going forward is our business cards.
Okay. Got it.
Right now, you guys have got a different card on there.
Okay, and we're gonna use the same card that you used with Mario for the custom voice recording today, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. I'll take note of that. And here. So now we'll go over the keywords. Keywords are the services that consumers are going to be on typing online to find your business. So I'm going to go over some keywords. Just let me know if you want to remove or add any other keywords based on the services you provide so we can make the proper adjustments.
Okay.
All right. So we have plumbing services, plumbing company, water heater installation, softener systems, sump pump systems, gas piping, water heater installation, toilet repair, toilet installation, shower install, shower replacement, tankless water heater install and repair, bathtub install or bathtub replacement, and leak repair.
Yeah, and then maybe faucets.
Oh, yeah, faucet.
One and hose bib.
Okay, let me add that. Quick.
And then I would say probably garbage disposal.
Oh, okay, sure. What was the second one? I'm sorry. I got the faucet and the garbage disposal.
Hose bib. Hose bib, hose faucet, or spigot. People call them different things. But
yeah.
That's all the same thing.
Okay. One sec. Let me add that hose bib. All right. All right, got it. So we added
and then
three.
I guess,
oh, sorry, go ahead.
I would say probably a couple of more would be RO system and water filtration.
Okay, one sec here. Water filtration. All right, got it. So you'll be getting an email with all the keywords that we just went over. So if you want to go ahead and make any changes later on, then you can just email us back with the changes that you want so we can make the proper adjustments, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So the next part of the interview is just a couple of quick questions about yourself and the business, so that we can get a better idea of how we're going to market you online. So,
okay.
What do your customers like most about your business or your services?
I guess that's hard to say. I mean, but we are a 24/7 company. We're an emergency company.
Okay.
Quality work.
Okay.
That we're trustworthy. Price competitive. I'd say a family-owned business.
Okay.
And that our work is guaranteed.
Got it. All right, appreciate all that, and we'll add that to your business uniqueness. And now, do you have like a mission statement already?
No, we haven't created one of those yet. Is that something you guys do, or is that something we would do and then have to add?
Well, if you can come up with one, that'd be great. There are examples of or options that you can go with temporarily. Like it's just really simple. Like at We the People Plumbing LLC, we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. And our mission is to perform our customers the highest level of quality work.
Okay. Yeah, we'll work on that. Is that something we don't need that right at the moment, or we do?
No, not right now. We can add that later. You can email that to us, along with a tagline or a slogan if you have.
Okay.
Okay. And here, so I see that you've started this business like 8 months ago. So late last year? Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. And how many people work with your company?
Right now it's just my brother and I, and then our qualifier is technically an employee, but he doesn't really perform any work.
Oh, I see. Got it. Thank you. And let's see here. So you want to target residential only, right?
We'll do small commercial as well, but we focus mostly residential.
Okay, got it. All right.
Yes.
So
some keywords if people are looking for a repipe.
Repipe. Okay.
Yeah, that's sure. A big one.
Yeah, let me add that. Okay, got it now. Thank you. All right, so the hours that I have here from Mario shows Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays and Sundays are for emergency calls only?
After hours. So we're 24/7. I mean, we'll take a call anytime, but those are going to be, I would say, let's add that to 6. So
okay.
I would say 9 to 6.
Okay.
Would be our regular working hours, and then anything after that is going to be after hours, emergency calls only.
Okay, got it. Thank you. And what are the payment types that you currently accept?
Right now we take check, cash, card, and we have financing available.
Financing available also, okay.
Thank you.
I see. So now that we've gathered all your business information, I'll be sending it to our provisioning team. So we will optimize your business for the best leads from the top directories or top websites, such as Google, Facebook, and Yelp. So let's talk about Google Business Profile. Have you created one already or not yet?
I didn't. We did work with the marketer for a minute. He was doing a bunch of free stuff for us. He did a ton of stuff that I really don't understand or know what he did. He just kind of was setting up a ton of stuff for us. So I'm not sure if he did that or not. He may have. I know that we had like Google Ads for a minute. We didn't get nothing out of that. And so we turned them off because it was just costing a bunch of money for nothing. Would that have been part of that if we had Google Ads and we've got that?
Well, let me see, because I actually tried to look for a Google Business Profile with your company, your business name, but nothing actually comes up. So if you want, we can create one for you and optimize it. Okay.
Yeah,
so we'll do that. All right. And just a heads up, Google will require at least one or two verifications, and they will determine the verification method. Now, this is very important to show your business on Google Search and Maps. And this will be done using either video, phone, email, or postcard. And we will require your assistance and cooperation during this process. Now, video verification has the highest likelihood to occur. So as you're the business owner, it's important that you do this process by uploading a video showing your location, equipment, and proof of management. And by the way, we will send you an email with instructions and the requirements on how to complete that. So in case you have any questions, then you can just reach out to us.
Well, what do you mean by proof of management?
Oh, like business license or registration or invoices, if you have that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. And so the if in case Google decides to do a postcard method, then you'll receive one in about 5 to 7 days to the address you verified earlier. So once you get the code, you can either reach out to us with the code or enter it yourself on the client dashboard. And in case you have any troubles with video verification, you can actually shorten the length of the video. We recommend 1 to 3 minutes. However, it can be as low as 30 seconds. You can also lower the video quality on your phone if the video file is too large. And please make sure you're in a location with a stable internet connection, so that way there are no interruptions.
Okay.
All right. And by the way, one of the newest features that we have for Google Business Profile is that we create weekly occurring posts on behalf of your business. So posts are a great way to get more attention online as well as improve optimization. So you will be able to preview, edit, or delete these scheduled posts anytime in your client dashboard. So this is already part of your subscription. Would you like to opt into this program?
Now, what does that one do again?
Weekly occurring posts. So we'll be posting pictures, for example, of your completed work, And then we'll also, along with that, would be a description of the service that you provide. So you'll be able to access that through the client dashboard. So in case you want to make changes to it, then you can manage that from the client dashboard.
So we just get on there and upload some pictures, and then you guys kind of add those into the ads?
Yeah, we'll be posting. We'll be using those photos that you add to the your business profile on the dashboard, and we will, along with those photos, will be descriptions of it.
Perfect.
All right. And one more thing for Google Business Profiles is that Google recommends that you provide specific cities, towns, or counties instead of a mile radius for your target areas. So do you have areas in mind that you want us to add right now?
Yeah, so we want Tooele County. Let's look at the map real quick. I know we want Tooele County, Salt Lake County, and Utah County.
Okay. Utah County. All right, got that.
And then Davis County and Weber County.
Davis and Weber, okay. All right, got that.
Do they need me to break it down into each little city, or the county's fine?
Or the counties are fine.
We'll go with that.
Okay. If there's a need to update that, you can just let us know via email or call so that we can make the necessary changes, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So let's see here. You also have a Yelp page, right?
I believe we do.
Yeah, so if in case you want us to optimize the Yelp page as well, along with your Google Business Profile, we can do that. We just need you to add us as admin. So I can send you an email for instructions on how you can grant us admin access to your Yelp page.
Okay. Do you see much benefit in doing that?
Yes. This is actually part of the platforms that we optimize for our clients. So, yeah, we can optimize this for you along with the Google Business Profile and your Facebook business page.
Okay.
All right, one sec here. All right, let me get to your Facebook page real quick. All righty. So for your Facebook ads, would you like to send us specific images to use for the that campaign?
Like our logo, or is that what you mean?
Yeah, your logo or your pictures of your completed work, perhaps?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you need me to send that to you, or is it something you can just take off of our Facebook page?
We can take it off from your Facebook page, and if you want to send us other photos that are not on your Facebook page, then we can use those as well.
Okay. Yeah, I'll add some, but our logo...
Okay.
Our logo's on there, and then we've got a bunch of work on there, and then I'll send over some more recent work as well.
Okay, perfect. All right. So for your business Facebook page as well, I'll be sending you a separate email to grant us admin access to that so that we can start the Facebook ads. All right?
Okay.
And for the Facebook ads, we need to choose a call to action. There's three options available, but we have to choose one. So I'm going to go over each of the options. Just let me know which one you'd like to use, okay?
Okay.
So first option is the Facebook form fill. So with this option, your potential customers will have to fill in a form on your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time, and we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible. These leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the Leads tab.
Okay.
All right. Second option is calls. So with call selected, you will receive an instant call from your potential customers when they click to call you directly from your Facebook ad. The number of calls will show on your client dashboard under the Facebook Ads tab, but unfortunately, Facebook does not provide any further information about the caller.
Okay.
All right. So the third option is Facebook Messenger. So you just have to ensure you have downloaded the Messenger app. This is a great way to get your responses faster and to interact with your customers as they message you directly through your Facebook ad. The messages will come automatically to your Messenger app, which will be a great way to ensure you never miss out on any business or service request. And you have to reply to these messages, by the way, within 24 hours per Facebook's policy.
Okay. Is this something that we can only choose one, or can we pick all three as an option?
Oh, we have to choose one, but we can switch it up if in case you you want to use or try other option.
Okay. What have you guys seen that is usually the best out of the three?
Messenger or the calls.
Okay. I'd say let's do Messenger. Yeah, let's do Messenger.
All right.
Now, is that going to be the only way that they can reach us, or can they call us still?
You can, they can still call you. It's just that on the ads, the option is to send you a message. But of course, if they,
Let's do call because my messenger every once in a while will send a message into spam that's not a spam, and then I've got to go in and approve it.
Yeah, okay. Sure. Yeah, we can set it up for call.
Usually by the time I've gone in and seen that there's a message that needs to be approved, it's an old message at that point.
Yeah. Sure. So we'll set it up with calls. Now, if there's a need for us to contact you, what would be your preferred time that we call you?
Probably noon.
Noon, okay. Got it. Thank you. So you'll be receiving a few emails from us within the next few days. So first, you'll get the keywords email, so please review them. If you want to make any changes later on, then you can just email us back with the changes that you want.
Okay.
You will also receive a photos email. So if you have pictures of your completed work, we can use these for your Google Business profile and your website. So you can add up to 20 pictures on the email. Just make sure that they follow the criteria on the meaning and that they have good quality. And if you have a logo, since you already have a logo, please send it over as well. We will temporarily use high-quality stock photos for your new website if needed. If any images you provided are low quality and we feel won't best represent your business, then stock photos will be used temporarily. Keep in mind they are general photos related to your industry. So if you see any photos that may not apply, please let us know and we will remove or replace them with other images. All of our photos are copyright protected. So in case you get any emails or calls in regards to copyright issues with photos, please let us know before answering any inquiries.
Okay.
All right. And if you haven't gotten the login credentials yet, you should get that within a few days for your client dashboard. So this will allow you to track and manage your company's online performance. It's mobile friendly, so you can log in from anywhere. Your client dashboard will show you how many calls and clicks you're receiving, what keywords your customers are using to find you, as well as the directories will list your business on.
Okay.
And you will also be receiving the call tracking email. This will allow you to see the number we have chosen for you to promote, as well as where to view the reporting for the call tracking number. So you'll be able to track and manage your phone calls, block any unnecessary calls, and manage any calls that will benefit your business.
Okay.
All right, so with Local Splash, your online information will be monitored and corrected on a daily basis. And we will also submit your business information and the content we created two directories, and we will optimize your Google Business profile once it has been verified. So you should see results within 30 to 45 days. And don't forget, you can visit your dashboard anytime to see your listings, create posts, and update content.
Okay.
All right.
Now where will I be seeing the ads at?
You mean the Facebook ads?
Yeah, so they'll just pop up on Facebook. I be seeing them at all?
Yes, you will see the Facebook ads. At the same time, you'll be able to manage that also on the client dashboard that you will have access to within the next few days.
Okay, and then how long does it take before this goes live?
Well, as soon as we get admin access to your Facebook page, then within 24 to 48 hours, we will be starting to post Facebook ads.
Okay.
All right, and so all of your listings will be promoted and optimized, which will benefit you with more online presence. It can also result in all types of calls, service requests, competitors, along with others. So any solicitor calls or text messages from companies claiming to be Google or companies like Townsquare Networks requesting extra money to verify or complete your Google business profile are scam calls. So if you have any questions, please give us a call before responding to any questionable requests you might receive.
Okay.
All right. So let me just go to the your billing real quick for the custom voice recording. So one sec here. So just to confirm, we'll be using the Visa card ending in 1695 to process this payment in amount of $19.
Okay.
All right.
Is that a one-time fee or is that
going
to be a monthly?
No, it's just a one-time fee.
Okay.
All right. So you'll be receiving a separate call to set up the call tracking number as well as the custom voice recording.
Okay.
All right. So as we get close to finishing up with this call, we would like to follow up with you in 3 weeks to touch base and see how your account is progressing. So 3 weeks from now would be exactly August 1st. That's on a Thursday. Is that a good day to do a follow-up call with you?
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Okay. And would you like to do it around the same
time? Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So I'll add you to the calendar invite so you'll receive a reminder when we will call.
Okay.
All right. So this will conclude our interview. Thank you for your patience and taking the time to answer all of my questions. So after 5 to 7 days, please review all the information that has been submitted and let us know if anything needs to be changed, and we will complete that as soon as possible. Our client support phone number, by the way, is 877-635-6225, and you'll also see our contact info by email. It's usually at the bottom part of the emails that we send you. So please don't hesitate to contact us if you have any questions. You can reach us by phone calls, email, text messages, or live chat. And our hours are from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday. Do you have any questions that I can help you out with?
Not at the moment. I did have a couple yesterday, but I've forgotten what they are. So when they pop back in my head, I'll reach out and just ask them.
All righty. Yeah, so thank you again for your time. And Local Splash wants to thank you again for your business. And we look forward to a successful relationship with you and your company. Hope you have a great day there.
You too. Appreciate you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Goodbye.